Blog Talk Radio.
Stepping on their neck, stay going hard. Then you know right now majority niggas is fucked. Stepping on their neck, stay going
right solution. It will solve it. Hot mace, little baddie. That's what you dealing with. Carol Nell said, babysitter for kids. Might pop out real quick. Don't waste my time with endless lies like you got bread. Knowing damn well all you got is boring head. I've been done blasted your ass. Keep playing. Don't be a victim of a pussy robber. Off what a nigga saying. Ride real clean, got a nice grill, dress kinda long. Approach me in the club, buy me some drinks, wanna take me home. I'm cribbing on your job, but with your kids, that's what I'm on. Come here, let me put my number in your phone, for real. Hey, step on their neck, stay going hard. Letting you know right now, majority niggas is fraud. Step on their neck, stay going hard. Letting you know right now, majority bitches is fraud. Your money got to be long, pay like you wait. This big league, you sure you wanna play? Need a big stepper, not a nigga out here robbing. You got an issue? Come here, let's solve it. Cause for one, boss bitches don't play no game. And for sure, not fucking with no lame. Pussy robber, nah, we don't fuck with you. That shit ridiculous, hysterical, unbelievable. Don't play with it, don't play with it. Go hard up, go home. If you know you ain't got it like they, leave a boss bitch alone. Don't play with it, don't play with it. Go hard up, go home. If you know you ain't got it like they, leave a boss bitch alone. Step on their neck, stay going hard. Letting you know right now, majority niggas is fraud. Step on their neck, stay going hard. Letting you know right now, majority bitches is fraud.
To the dude that I love, cause I love when them villains go live on the record. Yeah. Even when he vibes for his life on the block, cause he'd rather die than be recognized as a record. So hard in the pain. Sucks when you think you are, but you ain't. Ain't no sunshine here, right? That's like ain't no drama, mommy the game. Too hard to involve in debate. Too short to be in the car with debate. Yeah. Ain't got time for the bullying, let's just stop that bush. Time of the day. Sometimes gotta make time, but a fake time, but a fake time. Get away with the fake time, and your face time. That's wayside, what should've been wayside.
Now's on FaceTime.
Should I keep jumping it? Yeah. Should all y'all keep jumping it? Yeah. Should all y'all take the fall when I drop? Cause I'm not gonna stop once y'all get involved in it. Woo! Let me find out that y'all really find out Holly Berry, Billy Bob, and find out you're very interested in what Omar got say about it. Tell me would you go cray cray if I said my way or the highway? Bye-bye sway, bye-bye nay nay, bye-bye gang gang, all y'all gangway. Why can't we all get along, get it on till we all in the rain? Nothing wrong with it, we all good, so it's all good.
Nope, nope.
Hate, but still find a way to get it paused in it. Got you thinking that you're hot, hot, dope, but you're not, nah. Maybe you can really get down, but when you ask around and saying that you're really not, nah, nah. Wouldn't matter to me, I bust. You can break me down to one knee, I bust. Hit him hard, really hope that he hot bust, so I can really get the beating on him. He had it coming. Get kicked until I'm out of asses. Time to ask me to Calabasas, where the grass is greener, but old gets meaner.
Let that slide, I'm all out of pass.
Maybe you can walk his my ass the way that I should look at it. Got more ways than a cookbook to eat. Turn the page, look, look, see?
Hey, yo, that sounds good, man, but it's late and I'm ready to go home. You used every word in the dictionary, man.
Yo,
mojo's the plan, man. You ain't trying to break bread, quit playing, man. You ain't gonna get these bitches to back up. You need to just pop up, forget about the game, man. Your first meal, change your lifestyle. First real shit can probably gain you a wife now. Second meal, turn it to your third meal. Now I'm spending more than another day in the life now. Maintain is the main thing, main thing. Keep it coming, they're coming like bang bang. They're messing with you, come up, then it's time to get the gang gang. Pull up on them, be like bang 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 bang. Hit them up, yup, get them all. Rev them up, let them go, kinda let them know. You in there banging, I'm in there banging. Pull up the thing, but bigger when the thing about to let it go. I'm in the business, I'm giving them the business. So if you rapping the witness, you probably end up a witness. So watching me in the beginning, to send it so many up into the ER. Another a minute, you call me a minute. I've been in the tennis, I'm watching you. I keep that, he's ready to hibachi you. I'm probably with the dance, you ready to tap you. I get you slipping up beside you, and then I hit him with the.
Up, bitch, 2-6 to your head. When the candy paint, you're old, I'm getting bled. A lot of niggas come fresh, I just in the morning.
burst top. Just a block from the block, no undercover skill. I'ma light a few wicks, ain't gon' blow them out quick. Watch the smoke, I'ma get too evaporated. Shit, it ain't 2 minutes, niggas made it out of this bitch. I got it heavy on my mind, get back Pay a nigga in the hood, that's some squares in the black. Might take a whole pack to get a stress, I'ma back. Need a cheese in the trap, just a pass on the rack. When I swerve in peace, that's a massive catastrophe. I got a mess of bitch, just a storm, how to mess with it. Fuckin' with the true, on scene around front street. Storm on my mind, to that block, I'm a hill of heat. You do dirt, be one deep. No payback, no justice. Could take months, might take years. But for sure, it's revenge. Ain't no rules, on get back. Play hangman, make sure he dead. Spend more than days, clean days red. Spin the block, make sure he nailed. Day, get back a motherfucker. I post it in the cut like an undercover. You make fun of me so low. Under the weapon like a Danny Glover. Flying to the shit that makes Stevie Wonder. We can put a pussy nigga 60 under. Just a press in the feet. Palm it to Obama. I only step on the phone. Just to told your mama. Gotta watch what you bring to your motherfucking table. Many undercover snakes that are shedding in your face. Get the head cut it off from your skin like a fake. Then nail to a tree and wait till the next day. Pull the hide off the snake and then you measure it out. Get a barrel light a match. Set a motherfucking fire. Make a super little bed for your fucking nuts. Power snake. Get used to the game. Now high fat fire. Keep your eyes on the ones that be acting real friendly. Your social informant is a motherfucking witch. You a team on live. Telling all they shit. Once they start yapping, call my hands.
I've been everything I said I was. floor, yeah.
Put up on the fourth floor, yeah.
Louisiana in this motherfucker, you heard me?
Why the police powers activate?
These bitches trying to ride my way, it's time to throw them off. I heard they coming for my head, well let's just see about it. I been they gon' say that, you can't fuck with you, he in that bag. Cross me line, you gon' get trade. Don't think so, then act bad, ho. Pull me out the pussy and cut the cord of brain. I hate to do it to you, but this here been overdue. You see this smile here been fucked up, I wish you looked and turned up. You last now, but started first, I detoured and blew up. Damn. I just let some gas out. Shit it on and then popped out. It's over, yeah, cause I touched down. Your contract is null now. I talk shit cause I am the shit. Hit lick, big ball shit. That's taking lick, go have a sit, ho. Put me back up in the pussy before I flash out. They hate to see me stepping cause they know I'm on their ass. Yeah, I've been lit, been killing shit. Don't think so, then step, bitch. And show these hoes up on the floor. Jump on the bitch like a damn goat. I do not gamble, but I'm trying to hit on live. They all turning their heads because they see them chasing guap, so they think I'm gon' be friendly to the ass, but I am not, so they y'all can go to hell, I wish them well, I'm talking pronto. Fuck you, fuck your mama too, fuck your grandma and your kids too. Fuck your pops, cause he fucked the thought and fuck that bitch who pushed him out. Fuck your dog, fuck your cat tail, fuck your neighbors, let's add out. I'ma say it now, you know what's up, so remember this when I double bell. Heavy hitters at my table, we don't play no, so watch your steps before you watch the left, cause it ain't safe though.
Been a hitter with this platinum since they acting brand new. Ain't nobody fucking with me, I just thought that y'all knew. Why the fuck would I run when I run to your whole crew? If you know it's fuck me, then you know it's fuck who. Why cap up in my routes when my cousin ain't true? Yeah, y'all thought I was a goofy, I trick you. Yeah, I snuck off in this bitch, I left you fuckers no clue. Now I'm in this rap game, what the fuck y'all gon' do? Fucking right, I hope it pop off. Watch me catch this play from my outstanding, you just got mouth.
Yeah.
Say they want that slope, but best believe, boy, my beef goes. Overdue for a win, cause I can't afford another loss. Had to level up with just an order to come to ball. I remember them days when they blame me, saying it was my fault. Only reason why my only hand in my damn box. And say it ain't cheating till your pussy ass get caught.
Yeah,
I'm on they ass, about to make them mad. These dusties looking bad. I was expensing it, and I forgot my meds. High in the first, when I started last. These fuckers on my trail, but I'm hella fast. Suck my mama dick, and kiss my daddy ass. Y'all rappers hella weak, you fucking damn trash. And that pussy dookie, bitch, I think I passed.
Went from rags to riches.
We broke, had to wear me a cast for a minute.
Stop fucking with these little sad ass bitches.
Don't make
me come get a bag with me, nigga.
I'ma
help you, I won't brag if I did it.
Most
of these niggas ain't trapping, they tricky.
I
only see me cause I rap in the mirror.
You ain't the only one getting money, little nigga.
She fucking with a kid, now her ass getting bigger.
I told her one night like her last little nigga.
I ain't gonna sleep, broke up with some racks and a pillow.
Hey, she wanna vibe with a nigga cause I'm realer.
I can even rock with these niggas, I don't feel
them.
These niggas mad at my bitch, they bitter.
Should've
stayed with me, glowed up, Glorilla.
Smoke.
I'm smoking on Zod Godzilla.
Godzilla.
You ain't the plug, you the man in the middle.
Damn.
Money for breakfast, my bitches for dinner. We just had sex in the villa.
I tied in my stomach like Tupac, nigga.
I used to hide the dope through my two socks, nigga. Bitch, I been trapping since back in the day.
Pull
up in the whips like a runaway slave. Bitch, on my side, I had nowhere to stay.
I
you be inside, cause that's where it stays.
Popping
these pills and I'm on that train.
You can't do what I do, better stay in your lane.
Won't pop with that pussy, bitches, you insane.
You fly every day just to hop on a plane.
Yeah. Niggas act up, but that shit really lame.
When
I'm in New York, gotta slide with a shank.
Smoke.
Hey. Nigga, I'm popping my shit in they face. I put that shit on to go to the bank.
The bank.
I do this shit cause they told me I can't.
I
keep it real, man, it's all in my veins.
I just
made a joke, had to stop in LaGrange.
She
been smoking, don't play with my name.
My
little
name.
Bitch better not go get some grain.
Smoke.
I'm smoking brown, went from rags to riches.
We broke,
had to wear me a cast for a minute.
Stop fucking with these little sad ass bitches.
Don't make me come get a bag with me, nigga.
I'ma
help you and won't brag if I did it.
Most of these niggas ain't trapping, they tricky.
I only see me cause I rap in the mirror.
You ain't the only one getting money, little nigga.
She fucking with a kid, now her ass getting bigger.
I told her one night like her last little nigga.
I ain't gonna sleep, broke up with some racks and a pillow.
I just
wanna vibe with a nigga cause I'm real. I can even rock with these niggas, I don't feel them.
These
fuck mad at my bitch, they bitter.
Should've
stayed with me,
go up, go real.
it's me, DJ Corrupt. And I wanna let y'all know about my guy, Confetti the Realest Soldier's latest music release, titled Gangsta's Magnet. Available on all streaming platforms. Gangsta's Magnet.
Need in my life, war in my life. See the fire, balance in my life.
You can also purchase this new song online at ConfettiTheRealestSoldier.biz. Find all of his social media handles on the website, ConfettiTheRealestSoldier.biz. He's a king at what he does. King of Dallas Underground Music.
Hope, Arkansas, and surrounding area. You know, down to 301 South Haven Street, across the Time Car Wash, in conjunction with Cooler Watch. We offer a hand wash with state-of-the-art chemicals. Also, we offer MIOP, ceramic chillers, interior, and fabric protection.
Back with another hot record, Julia Monroe, Superstar.
We jumping off the court and heading to the court. Let's go. We bout to ball, I know I feel it in my soul. Yeah. Universal, yeah, my team, we on the move, let's go. We posted in the road,
the song featured on the AI currently Go, playing 90.1 FM, Murder One, DJ CM, and Coalition Ambush Radio,
and all over the
follow
world.
Follow Julia Monroe on Instagram at Julia
and check
Monroe.
Out the website,
JuliaMonroe.com. Julia Monroe,
he's heating up out there.
For hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh yeah, true as it's your man, DJ Love in the building. Getting it in on this lovely Tuesday afternoon, Halloween night. With the one and only Boy Ali and Mr. Everywhere in the building. What's going on, brothers?
Good evening.
Oh, it's all to the good, my man. What you got going down there in Florida?
Oh, man, just laid back, getting ready to get on this road. Just resting up.
Oh, y'all leaving out tomorrow?
Thursday night.
Okay. Big weekend going down in that Hope, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the Mac. You gonna do some macking while you in town?
Huh?
I said you gonna do some macking while you in town?
No, I gotta get in town, man, and take care of business Friday, and then gotta get a family reunion Saturday. Gotta try to do grand opening Saturday morning, depending on the weather, and then got family reunion the rest of Saturday, so.
Right on. That's what's up. Boo Ali, you in the building?
Yeah. What's happening, y'all? It's your cousin, your brother. Boo Ali Zone 24 TV. What's up, Boo Ali Promotions. Representing Oklahoma, Texas. If you don't know what that is, it's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma. Right before, they call it the middle passes, but it's right before you get to the Mason-Dixon line. And I'm right here with y'all, man. True West Radio, the most dangerous radio station. On Blog Talk. What's happening, brothers?
Oh, man, it's all to the good in the hood. Just trying to keep the ship afloat.
Hey, man, you've been doing that, man. You too. You king of the seven seas and two oceans.
Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice?
I'm just sitting back chilling, listening to the show, man. I heard a lot of female mix. I heard that butter go hard. I think I heard the girl, what's her name? Fat Cat, what's her name?
Yeah, Fat Cat was in the mix.
What's her MC name?
Fat Cat.
Oh.
Yeah, she Fat Cat on everything.
Man, true story. It's really happening. It really happened.
Real power, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. You know, I'm going to give her a shout out. You know, she's been really trying to work to get herself situated and get her thing going to, you know, close to perfection. You know, it's still some work, you know, out there to be did. But
I'm proud of them. I'm proud of all the ladies that you play. I mean, you always had the ladies, man, and that's what a lot of people know you. A lot of people get to know you. Like I could, you know, your cousin Pat, Mr. Everywhere, he's been rocking with you, but you've always been the ladies, man. That's where the DJ Heavy Love come from. One, because you a big dude, big gangster. It ain't because of that, Supreme Big. It's because you were the lover, man. You were the lover. You were the dude. You were the lover for Shaba. For Shaba come out. You were Mr. Love for Shaba. Hey, I think you and Heavy D came in about the same time.
Yeah.
Soothing it and whispering in them girls' ears. Don't you know? But that's all.
Don't you know
Heavy D, don't you know? Hey, and it was you and Big George. Please be on Big George, man. Y'all the big brothers in the game. Y'all kept the big boy in the game. Y'all kept the big boy in the community. Y'all kept it look good. Y'all stay fresh. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay G'd up. Y'all always had the women. And y'all were consistent with that stuff. You know, we have our ups and downs and everything, but they still come about to check on you. I know times
right
have changed
right
and everybody, you know, everybody gets old and stuff like that, but because what you have done, what you're doing, everybody's still there with you, Heavy. I just want you to know that, Michael Jones, the real Michael Jones. I just want you to know that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, everybody, man. You a legend, man. I was just looking on the stream. That you got on, everybody came in. Everybody, you know, Heavy Love the legend. When I post the picture back, don't let go of the fire. And, you know, Mr. Everywhere do a lot for everybody, man. Everybody, he do, man. He do a lot for what people, what's going on in his life, couldn't be able to move. He actually getting up doing it and keep it going and everything is being successful and steadfast.
Yeah.
Y'all keep me going. Because I'll be without y'all. I'm going to just bring the bricks to the motherfucking floor and put them down. Boy, I'll be without y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just y'all consistency. And putting in work and dedication, just taking a few minutes of time and taking hours, 2 or 3 hours at a time.
Yeah, we try to keep it going, man. Make sure everybody got what they need. Get it going.
Yeah, man. I can go on, man. Y'all think I got a pound of parquet butter. Government's blocked, but I'm just bringing the real to the real and letting it ooze like it's supposed to ooze. And letting it run down like it's supposed to run down. Let gravity do its work.
Hello.
And them ladies you play tonight, man. I know they thank you. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody playing it like you playing it. Yeah, motherfucker buff in front. And a lot of niggas just be skirt telling. And I know we done picked our chops on a lot of thighs just looking. But We always handle business with them, girl. We ain't never been over, went over the line with them.
Yeah, yeah.
We ain't never, you know, forced nothing up. Put them up under the pressure to do shit. We work out the kindness of our heart. Even if they, and then if they do pay, I know Mr. Edward prices, but he can show a nigga love. The shit he probably does worth $10,000 to $20,000.
Hell yeah.
So,
and
same with you, Heavy. Same with you, Heavy, you know. Because you always promote these people.
Well,
I want to say now I'm drinking me some water.
What I'm finna say, them let you go, because what I'm finna say though, what y'all doing, man, is I know this show is being recorded, and I know somebody listened to it, because I already know. And we've been doing this for years, for not to nobody hear nothing we saying. So we got to get that out of our man. I appreciate everything y'all doing, man. Y'all doing phenomenal work. And it's going to pay off. I just got to put it in the air. Everything we do is going to pay off.
No, sir. Most definitely. It's gratitude to pay me.
I get
the
energy from Mr. Edward. That's what Mr. Edward tells me every time. It's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. Go pay out.
We
go pay out.
Like I tell everybody, we got to look at life. It took Jordan 7 years to win his first championship. That's what a lot of people fail to realize. They think Jordan just came in and was a champion. Jordan had to learn how to lose 7 times in a row. So I'm saying that to say this. You got to learn what taking a loss is, and then you can, when you make your game, you can sit up there and say, man, I knew that day was going to come. But if you sit up there and just flat out give up, then hell, I mean, you get one step from the finish line. One step from crossing the finish line. You know, and I try to tell a lot of these youngsters that, even myself. You know, I might wake up some days and be like, man, I'll just shoot myself in the foot. But one day it's going to pay off. Might be tomorrow, might be next month, might be next year, but it's going to pay off. I'm steady working on game plans, believe me so.
Right on. And that's what we got to do, keep the game plan.
Somebody in our circle, and they agreed with me on some stuff.
Yeah. Right on. Well, that's definitely a plus, man, you know. Gee, y'all all the time, it ain't about me, it's about y'all, that's why I do this, you know. Make sure we have a platform to reconcile and promote our brand. You know, looking at the Buddha Hype Promotions, and Zone 24 is going to be one of the number one promotional magnets in this quadruplex area. That's really doing, you know, the work for the people, man. Y'all been putting on for years, you know, promoting and pushing people's stuff, even when they kind of, you know, shy away from you. After they done had their little 15 minutes of fame, y'all still, you know, promote and push those entities. And that's a beautiful thing. That's what makes y'all the number one promotional magnet in the tri-state area. So, you know, well, it's quad. And more now, because y'all done grew. So, you know, to see it grow from what it was to what it is now is just, you know, amazing to see that growth and to know that the past is going somewhere. So, you know, y'all keep up that good work, too, as well.
I appreciate it, man. Like I feel like I can't do nothing without y'all, man. Y'all the ones, like I say, I can call either one of y'all, and y'all give me some good news. Y'all ain't never tell me nothing bad, nothing hating. If I'm doing something wrong, y'all tell me. You know what I'm saying? You don't, y'all don't sit, y'all ain't never set me up for failure.
Oh no.
Y'all ain't never, since I known y'all, both of y'all, y'all ain't never set me up for failure. Some niggas will set you up for failure just to get that pretty thing, or just to have something to talk about or show, you know, their power of what they did to you. And y'all always been righteous. You know, we laugh and talk, we holler at each other, but shit, man, we glued together like super glue, goddamn. Well, got there me Iron Strip from Bullcrap and Millennium. Well,
I believe in putting everybody in position to win that wants to win. You see?
Right on.
You're going to have people on your team that don't want to win. And no matter what position you put them in, they always want to just be on the bench. They don't want to be on the court. I need 5 players or 11 players that wants to be on the court or on the field to sit up there and move the ball. You see, once you do that,
right,
as long as you move the ball, you if you don't score a touchdown, you're still in field goal range.
Mm-hmm. We got Trillia Monroe joining us tonight. What's up, Trillia? Representing the L is in the house.
I'm just leaving.
Oh, man, you're wrecking this, my dear.
Yeah, I got to be so cold. I don't know if you can handle it or not, Trulia.
Ah, oh, here you go.
I put it on Facebook early. I was just toying around with it on Facebook. I said it's a Louisiana beat. First come, first serve. I don't know if you're going to be able to handle that one right there or not.
And boys, they put the Yumbo there.
What you know about Louisiana?
I got Yumbo in the trap.
What you know about Louisiana beat, Mr. Everywhere?
Let me tell you, I've been on Louisiana since Kuiper, X and O, way back. Before the concentration camp. So that takes you way back when you was running around with the hula hoop. That's how long I've been down with the Louisiana movement, way back with DJ Jubilee, Kuiper, concentration camp out of Baton Rouge. I go way back. And as a matter of fact, truly, I recommend you watch Diamonds in the Dirt. That gives you the history on Louisiana rap based out of Baton Rouge.
Okay.
It's a great movie. Look it up on, I think it's on Tubi, Diamond in the Dirt. You're going to learn your history lesson on where it started at in Louisiana. It started back in Louisiana like 85. So y'all got history.
Diamonds in the Dirt.
Yeah, it's a great movie. 2 movies I recommend, Diamonds in the Dirt, and then recommend all y'all watching Jamie Foxx if you can get it. I got it on Amazon Prime Video, but he's got a movie called The Burial. Jamie Foxx, it's a damn good movie.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. It is a good movie. Yeah, it's a very good movie, man. And to me, with that movie, it is real symbolic. And coming from the county where I'm at, it makes it seem so symbolic because Jamie Foxx playing a good lawyer, and his, you know, client really don't believe he can win the case and want to get rid of him. But he stick with his choices and let him run it. And he got double more than what he thought he was going to get.
Shit, he got what, 2 times as much?
yeah, he got dripped on that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got more than that because he only won $8 million. Remember, he just won $8 million.
Yeah. He got like 400 or something.
Right, and Jamie Foxx like, I don't do no cases less than 50. I don't know what you talking about, $8 million, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all left me off the block with that.
Yeah, he's kidding me with that. First of all, y'all think too small.
It's symbolic to African Americans on how the economy will do us. They sit up there and charge us more to bury our own folks, and then they utilize black people to sell us burial policies and funeral caskets for 3-4 times what the price of it is.
It's like your own person
right.
tell you out of there. So, yeah, it's good to hear from you, Trulia. Everybody, that's great. Everybody's safe. Prayers up. It's been a lot of stuff going on. A couple of friends of mine, good friends and sons, have got killed in Texarkana this week. Halloween party. Unfortunately, I'm just finding out, you know, who was who, and I didn't know it was one of my friends.
What happened, man?
They had the little gambling shack, and you know, fight breaks out, and people break out guns and start shooting. A girl got killed, and two guys got killed. Six people got shot. Got some of them still in critical condition, so it's just, you know, it's unfortunate that it's sad that Texarkana's having that 3 years in a row on Halloween. Remember they had the shooting at the Octavius Event Center when they had, what, about nine people got shot and one person got killed the year before last, and last year they had a shooting and a killing. Two people got shot and one killed on Halloween. So 3 years in a row, unfortunate. Hello?
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm listening to you. So that's sad, mm-hmm. you know, that our young generation is lost at the moment. Because this
hell, it's nationwide. It's nationwide because last year, what's the man got killed on Halloween? Quavo. Not Quavo. Was that Quavo?
Oh,
yeah. What's the name?
No.
Takeoff got killed on Halloween. Right. Last year. That's a year and a day.
But see, it trickles down to the hip-hop community also. And guess what? A lot of promoters don't want to promote those shows no more because the risk. So that hurt the hip-hop community because when it comes to when they showed it, like, no, we're not going to book them at the club. We're not going to book them, so where's the local artist going to get a chance to even shine if don't nobody want to throw no show because of the risk? You see, you can't even do shows at the trail ride no more. You better do a trail ride show. They shoot up every trail ride in East Texas.
Say that again.
I say they shoot up every trail ride in East Texas.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. I can't say nothing, though, because I lost two people. I lost one. One old was, we lost one, but he didn't get shot down socially. But, year before that, about 2-3 years before the broad trade.
Over there by DeKalb, the girl got killed. Then over there in Texarkana, somebody had got, killed was three people, four people got shot, two little kids got shot over at the Day in the A event, car show and trail ride.
What I'm going to say is, the reason I'm saying, now, when we were coming up, I got to quit. We didn't have no, it wasn't no fight. I mean, it wasn't no fight when I was going to trail. I'd never been no speed no. I wasn't there that night when Big Cubs, when Brown got killed. I wasn't there that night, but it happened. But I just remember trail
ride. Yeah, I was there.
I was having a good time. Yeah.
I was there DJing the trail ride when he got killed. He got killed right in front of me. I mean, I watched it from booing it. I just said, I watched it, you know, actually get to boo into what it was. And it was a crazy thing because it was just only behind someone dancing. You know, old buddy girl wanted to dance, and Ken Folk was there already. You feeling good, but wanting to party. So he just, you know how women get on the floor and be dancing by themselves. And a dude will see you and just pop up, and he start dancing with you. They never think nothing of that. You know what I'm saying? Most people don't even get into that factor. But it led to a lot of rumors being spread that this guy had been creeping with her, and, you know, she was trying to lead the other guy. And they were supposed to have had some issues before, but none of that was ever brought up until after a while, you know what I'm saying? But that night, I saw old boy and his girl get into an argument. And she told him, I ain't doing nothing but dancing. You need to chill out. And they went from there. The Harlem Shuffle.
Yeah, she used to dance with everybody, though. She danced with everybody.
Yeah.
That's always her thing. Even at the they, you know, that's me. I will pop up and do some. I'll pop up. You slide to the floor, I'll slide, too.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. But, I mean, that's the whole point of going out, having fun.
Yeah.
It ain't about, you know, going to fuck after this and all that. That shit just happened. That shit just really started happening. Not to say it's been that, but it didn't get that flooded out. Later on in life. Back in the day, you could go to a party, dance, come on home.
That was my first experience the next night.
Yeah, back in 93, that was my first experience of an incident. Is a girl was dancing. She had on them little tennis skirts, and she was dancing on this guy. He was laying on his back on the ground, and she was twerking on his face. And her old man came in there and snatched her up, kicked the guy while he was on his back. They got up and started fighting. They run outside, and the guy that was on the floor that got kicked grabbed a gun and shot and missed the guy and hit my security guard's rearview mirror. Then the other guy got a gun. He started shooting him and his partner. They ran up in there shooting up at the ceiling. They had people dive through the windows, tore my tables up. So I was out of $1,800 replacing windows, and I took the chairs and stuff and threw them out on the side of Interstate 10 in my U-Haul truck. And that was my first incident. I had to pay that man for all that damage. And I learned then, I'm like, well, from now on, I said, because, you know, they didn't have the guns inside the building. They had the guns outside, but it chased them inside. So I started putting my security on tight alert. You know, I kept them on tight alert. And that was my first learning experience. I was hurt because I was glad nobody got killed. That was the beautiful thing about it. But it was just the fact of the matter that incident happened. And that was like my third or fourth party that I had ever threw in my life. So it was just like, wow, it's an experience. Because my first year in 92, late 91, I started DJing at a strip club. So in 2002, I was DJing, 92. I DJed at a club, and then by 93, I went solo doing my own show. So, learning experience.
Yep. A lot of learning experience.
Y'all talk about the same as Dwight. Y'all talk about everything except for y'all favorite basketball player, Dwight Howard.
What happened?
We're going to get to that on the second segment. We're going to jump into some more music. Hey, we'll be back with more topics tonight. You know what I'm saying? If you got something you want to chop it up with me, call in 323-642-1597. Or you can just tune in online, you know. True S Radio, we the highest, baby. True Lamar Rose, Mr. Everywhere. Buddha Ali and myself, we hold it down like we always do about this. I got some brand new jam for you. This here is Cartman. It's called Mac Love. Check this out. True S. Let's go.
What's Mackin', baby? You know, I got this special kind of love for you. And ain't just no ordinary kind of love either. This that high out of space love. Nah, steady yet, baby. You know what this is? This that Mac love.
You know you want me slowly stroking in your gut, screaming, shouting, can't get enough. Passion past the skies above, baby, that's that mad love. You know you want me slowly stroking in your gut, screaming, shouting, can't get enough. Passion past the skies above. Calling my body, calling our love, shoots forth to the moon. I see the fire and desire in your eyes. I'ma make your vertical smile, jewel unlimited times.
Grab my ear.
Grab my ear.
Bite your lip.
Bite your lip.
Kissing you passionately from your head to your heels.
To your heels.
Exploring you further down south. Baby, I won't quit.
I won't quit.
I'll be here much for a while till I give you this deal.
Give you this deal.
You calling me daddy. Make deep love everlasting. Keep going at the climax. And baby, slow down with that back scratching. Call me baby, you the best. You ain't gotta worry about nothing. Make you release your stress and endorphin. All this mad love is genuine, no bluffing.
You know you want me slowly stroking in your gut. Screaming, shouting, can't get enough. Passion past the skies above. Baby, that's that mad love. You know you want me slowly stroking. Screaming, shouting, can't get enough. Passion, past the skies above. Baby, that's that mad love.
A couple of days go by, you take me fiending for some more. I reply back when you leave word, just come through that door. Looking so good in that uniform, but I'm ready to rip that shit off. You rubbing my head, I'm smacking your ass. Get on my rocket, we taking off to cloud nine. Baby, you know you are fine. This connection really one of a kind. Got you hypnotized, little mama, you mine. To infinity and beyond, no Buzz Lightyear. My man can put you in a trance. Take each other's hands in this ecstasy. Let's make our love just dance.
They call me T-R-E-G-V-E-A-T-Z. I got the mac and cheese. And baby, tell me what you wanna do with me. Sit you down like a little poetry. Getting high off your love, that's dope for me. Ain't gotta go to the store, get my groceries. Stay change your linen, cause we soaking sheets. We soaking sheets. My brown sugar, not Hillary. Need to stop malfunctioning, and you my diabetes. You feel my heart, now I feel completed. Us against the world, we'll forever beat it. Your elderly melanin on my skin. Switching from multiple positions. It's just got me all at attention. End zone, touchdown, I'm good for the win. Me slowly, stroking in your gut, screaming, shouting, can't get enough. Passion past the skies above. Baby, that's that mad love. You know you want me slowly stroking in your gut, screaming, shouting, can't get enough. Passion past the skies above. Baby, that's that mad love.
That's all you need, baby. I got that mac love for you. You need it, you want it, you desire it. I got it.
And it's a whole lot of cheese.
What you want to blow? So easy to get up. Thinking that you found the one just because he hit you up. 3-4 times in the week. Now we got you thinking of it, so you need. You text and speak, you want to meet. Now you find yourself in between them sheets. Guess what happened next? You find out that he was married with 5 kids and a dog. And his ratchet girl is pregnant. And that's you, and that's you. That's you, girl. That's you, that's you, girl. What you want to do for love, girl? You're life, they got you.
Pick up Dre, one up to the face inside the parking lot.
Let's go.
All my life is dope, now I wouldn't even give it. I just hope another family members come back spend with us. Cause I was outside just when I fly, and this one stole that fire with us. You was on the porch, ain't told no problem, then I saw with us. Hop out of the Benzo and I tinted the windows. Gotta move caution when I'm trying to hit you and all of your kinfolk. You know it's been smoke, what's up with the grinfo? Thinking them niggas gon' come out and save me, not knowing them niggas the reason you here for. Let it boy try me, I'm sharper than Kimbo. He said he cold when the rap been froze. Too rich for the kids, so I put a new freezer on top of my wrist. Now my strips up zero. Harry Potter, how I get with the shit. Leviosa, definitely high lows. Living so loud, his body is blue bold. But I gotta admit, I'm on S games and I'm talking my just like it was battle for loser. Move wrong, if you do something to you. Play that line, play to the boot of them. Can't come out of safe from they some people who can't do teach. That's the reason why that n***a tutor started hanging with them guys. Cause he can't hang with the that boy don't even know how to maneuver. I got n***a coming out of the cut. Ready and they bout to stretch me.
All my life's a dope, and I wouldn't even give. I just hope another family members come back here with us. Cause I was outside, just went outside. And the boys don't have power with us. You was on the porch, ain't told no problem. You did outside with us.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
It's Dina, boy. H-Time, my nigga. Slab City. We bang them and bolt them up, you heard me?
That issue, hey. C and T, baby.
Let's get
I
it,
got
huh?
The slab dripping wet. Cash on deck. Some pretty women kissing on my neck. As I pull, I swing. As I pull, I swing.
As I pull, I swing.
As I pull, I swing. I got the trunk going ham. Hitting like well. When I pull up, baby, you know who I am. When I pull, I swing. When I pull, I swing.
As I pull, I swing.
When I pull, I swing. Got a nigga screaming Southside. When I pull out swinging, trippin' red, trippin' blue, gotta pull that bangin', huh? Keep it real, thighs are no changing. Say you got bricks, say you got licks, but why your phone ain't ringing? That lady gon' sing it, another bitch that I'm singing. Quarter meal, 10,000 pills, tell my plug to gon' bring him, huh? Bought the tone of bag, nigga, I'm a DB. Shit more hard than BP, East Texas with TV. We be 3D, anytime that you see me. Coming down and I'm looking good, gripping wood like Kiki. Bar talking down, but you know we real. Round here, nigga, so damn real. I don't give a damn, see slab ain't right if you ain't got the bummer, if ain't got the grill. Oh, I'm going down, watch a nigga shine. Fifth wheel recline, swinging out at 59. Yeah, pussy niggas can't fuck with that. I'm strapped up, T-Dub in the back. I got the slab dripping wet, cash on deck. Some pretty women kissing on my neck. As I pull, I swing. As I pull, I swing.
As I pull, I swing.
As I pull, I swing. I got the trunk going ham. Hitting like well. When I pull up, baby, you know who I am. When I pull, I swing. When I pull, I swing.
When I pull, I swing.
When I pull, I swing. Swingers on my slab, hell yeah, I'm still tipping. Ace Town to East Texas, we got candy paint dripping. Rest in peace, Pimp C and Big Mo. I'm still sipping, pulling phones on you hoes while I'm wood grain gripping. I'm doing this in memory and hawking fat pet. I'ma let the top drop and scream where them haters at. 84's poking like elbows, I go hard like steel toes. They cussed out cause I sell bold. Whole sick to me like Velcro. Bad chick in the passenger, G10's on a Challenger. I hit the slab but I'm crawling like a tarantula. Trunk popping, waving these haters, gotta put it all in their face. Throw five all in my waist, hate niggas all in my way. Yeah, it ain't a thing to put them all in their place. Bands on me like damn homie, you ain't even seen what's all in my safe. ESG and Big Pope, y'all salute real niggas that paid the way. Rest in peace to DJ Screw, I'm still dreaming on my great day. I got the slab dripping wet, cash on deck. Some pretty women kissing on my neck. As I pull, I swing. As I pull, I swing.
As I pull, I swing.
As I pull, I swing. I got the trunk going ham. Hitting like well. When I pull up, baby, you know who I am. When I pull, I swing. When I pull, I swing.
As I pull, I swing.
When I pull, I swing.
I got the slab dripping wet. Swingin', swingin' wide. When them haters get to hatin', I know how to keep it quiet. Hit the strip and let her stride. Turnin' corners, burnin' strong. Hit some switches on them bitches when I pull up on they chrome. Bangin' lane, switchin' on the buck brains. Missin' from the rims and the chain, man. Everything glistin' when I pull up on the scene. Side phone, put a lean. Banger layin' on the lap in my true religion jeans. Got the trunk goin' ham. Little mama's outside. AC blowin' snow and my motor runnin' quiet. Better hear. Cuff your chick before she jump up in my ride. If I ride out with her, I'ma take her to the high. Got the top down, crawling in the fifth wheel, falling. Got this cash in the stash, it's a certified ballin'. Sliding by the laws and the law be riding dick. Cush burning, foes turning, knocking harder than a bitch.
I got the slab dripping wet, cash on deck. Some pretty women kissing on my neck. As I pull, I swing. As I pull, I swing.
As I pull, I swing.
As I pull, I got the trunk going ham, hitting like well. When I pull up, baby, you know who I am. When I pull, I swing. When I pull, I swing.
When I pull, I swing.
When I pull, I swing.
Yeah. Shout out to Houston. This one's for y'all. Let's get it.
DJ Screw's banging, warm up with the telling lies. All I need is Houston lights that light that candy paint at night. See that purples in my cup, light up that Rillo then take flight. Ain't got no bitches in my whip, just DJ screw up in my ride. Gotta smoke that drogue, gotta jam that road with a beat up loud, and a weed down low with a window tinted. We ride on foes, and the trunk on pop, you gon' see that glow. With a trunk on show, let the people know that the HR home where the legends grow, where the DJ screws up in our stereo no matter where we go. From the city of the purple where we put swingers, our Cadillacs. From the state where we push Cadillac and keep Glocks and saddlebacks. We from the city where by nature it's just where the assholes at. Shout out to ABN, if it weren't for them I wouldn't know how to rap. Everybody gotta show love, but it's time for a critical to show up. Can't wait to show love when I blow up, and the deuce of the haters when I throw up. It's a Texas that we can't stop, it ain't no trend, that's how we rock.
Cause I'm draped up and dripped out, know what I'm talking about. That DJ screw is banging while I'm with the ride. See that DJ screw is banging while I'm with the ride. See that DJ screw is banging while I'm with the ride. See that DJ screw is banging while I'm with the ride.
I was at the club one night
with bumping. Yeah. Watch the cities like the H-Town get to jumping. Yeah. I got that purple lean in my cup, yeah, I'm feeling something. Swinging and banging down 281, I play a stuntin'. Met a hottie from Night War, yeah, she was thuggin'. Told me to meet her down Red Rooster to get her pumping. Nah. I said my listen, I'm taking, so no ideas to touch it. But if my south side live click, then make way, I'm coming. Home of the Astros and Rockets, and the spaceship is custom. The city can make or break you with players, just a hustle. If it ain't screwed up music, then you ain't hearing nothing. The speakers hit real different when the screw bass is thumping. Still tipping on four boards, all them ledges banging H-Town straight to the core. It's a lot of cats in Texas that try to reach for the Jones, you know. 281-330-8004.
See that DJ screws banging while I'm with the ride. See that DJ screws banging while I'm with the ride. See that DJ screws banging while I'm with the ride. See that DJ screws banging while I'm with the ride.
Damn, karma, these 808s be booming.
Make out with a fucking sweet, gotta do it every day of the week. Goddamn, these hoes, they knowin' the man. Say my name all the way to Japan. Bitch, please, wanna fuck the sweet, gotta do it every day of the week.
Trip. Better keep your eyes open and your mouth closed. Nowadays, loose lips ain't
bitch up. Find out you a snitch, they gon' no clips. Double back on my grind, they gon' say my name. Guess what, kids speak, you ain't never changed. Real nigga in the flesh, know a nigga blessed. Cause you can do it with her eyes, I be undressed. Moving in on some cash, gotta make it last. First place, young nigga never coming last. You got no style, you can't rap. I know real niggas, and they traps. I'm gonna get up on the map. One more time for your man, so you remember. Hold the line, got a leak on the cell telling. She want something she can peel off in the belly. Man, God, where you hit it, ain't no telling. To the top, down and up like a six post. Sign me up for the lead, about to go pro. So when I come to you, spit, better hide your hoe. When I come to you, spit, better hide your hoe. Man, God, with a focus sweet, and I do it every day of the week. Goddamn. These hoes, they know the man. Say my name all the way to Japan. All the way to Japan. Bitch, please, when I focus sweet, and I do it every day of the week. Goddamn.
Back with another hot record, Julia Monroe, Superstar.
We jumping off the court and heading to the court. Let's get it. We bout the ball, I know I feel it in my soul. Yeah. University, yeah, my team, we on the move, let's go. We posted in the road,
the song featured on the AI currently go. Playing 90.1 FM, Murder One, DJ CM, Coalition Ambush Radio,
and all over the
follow
world.
Follow Julia Monroe on Instagram at Julia
and check
Monroe.
Check out the website,
JuliaMonroe.com.
Julia Monroe,
she's heating up out there.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
I got True West Radio. It's your man here. Look, back up in this motherfucker, man. True West Trilogy. I got True Monroe. Mr. Everywhere and Boot Ali in the high with me. Y'all know how we does it, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get back to these old topics, you know. As we said before the break, we going to talk about Mr. Woody Woodchester himself, the White Howard. And that man say, y'all should not be worried about where I put my wood. Evidently, they ain't going in the right fireplace. I don't know.
You done got Julia tickled. You done got Trula tickled.
I know. She wasn't expecting me to view it like that. Calling Woody Woodstuff for me. You know. You want to talk about it?
What you talking about?
Well, it's a song called Wherever I Lay My Bone. And that's all I can think of now.
Wherever did you fall on it?
It's a good question. Does it beam? Does it splinter? That's a good question. You know, he's a pretty tall guy. You know, he's probably going to take a minute to get down, though.
Come on now.
But what happens when it gets to the floor? Oh, shit. Yeah, I leave the white hair with a long hair. See, the only person I know got a smile. Like Big Grooves. I swear they brothers.
Truly that between him and his baby mama.
He got a baby mama?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you know, they say when you're a little kid, you know, when you're a little kid and you outside playing out there in that mud and you make that mud hole, if you get a little too deep, you start your nutting.
Yeah, she's from basketball wife, so that's what everybody been asking her. How does she think about that? I know she got food.
Oh, she can dribble. That's what's wrong. She know how to dribble. I don't know. I really don't know too much about it, you know. Just near hearsay here and there. Because one thing about it, what his choices are, ain't going to change my outcome.
Well, he stole Puffy. He stole Puffy and Will Smith.
Yeah, but they exposed themselves. I mean, the allegations behind Will Smith and Puffy go way back. I mean, Will Smith had to face that same anonymity when he came out with Fresh Prince. You know, there was allegations that him and Carlton was having relations during that time. You know, so. You never know, you know. You just never know what may go there. How it plays around. But it is what it is.
Yeah, well, Dwayne let the cat out the bag. It ain't going down by itself.
He's 18 no more, huh?
Yeah.
I just wonder when I ain't gonna go there. Let me stop. Because you know he had Puffy them on their tiptoes. You know, he's a pretty tall guy.
I'm trying to figure out what happened. I'm not understanding.
Dwight Howard was getting sued by this guy saying that he raped him. And Dwight said, no, it was a threesome, sexual threesome.
Not only that, he fell in the man lap. He fell in the man lap on the front row at the game.
And so now they're coming out, and he's telling the story about.
Rewind the tape. My earpiece dropped out my ear when y'all said that. Play that again.
Okay. This man was suing Dwight Howard, said he raped him. Dwight Howard said, no, they were having a threesome, him and two men. He said they all agreed to it. Wasn't no rape.
And he accidentally put it on the man's lip.
So then, since they broke Dwight Howard down like that, he came out and told his side of the story and said, hey, y'all looking down at me, but what about my affair with Will Smith and Pup Daddy? We done messed around, too, and many more in Hollywood.
Yeah, damn.
And then he fell in the man left.
Yeah, they
turn
niggas sugary, man.
And then he fell in the man left in the front row.
Now, what about that player that was on his team? That player that was...
Check your messages, dude. He fell in the man's lap.
Is that his player? Was that his co-player that he said that he was going to sit down and Richard grabbed the man's crotch and that man didn't even flinch?
He sat down, all right. He fell down.
That dude was sitting there and grabbed that man crotch. And that man didn't even flinch.
Yeah, he had just left from an interview. I'm talking to their reporter, and they was watching him go back to his seat.
Well, if man. You watched Dwight Howard's earlier games, every time somebody dunk on him, he'll pat them on the butt. And that's what they said. Why are you patting the guy on the butt and he just slam dunked on you? They said that was kind of strange. They were asking that way back then.
Did you see
well, they used to ask him why he played defense
like
that.
That was traditional, though. Yeah, I'm going to say that's
just no, like that football. Tradition. I know tradition my ass.
The coach slap your head and say, get on the field. Slap your head and you be running out there. It's all
ass. Yeah, and then you find out them coaches were freaky deaky, too. You find out them coaches were freaky deaky, the ones did that.
Booty ain't seen falling down, Booty.
No, I don't watch too much basketball. I ain't watch sports in a minute. I used to be football, basketball, soccer. I used to watch all of them, but I ain't watched them in a minute.
You got to check your ticket, baby.
I got on their conscious tip so bad, but I'm going to check that. But no, I seen a porn the other day, and I can't think of the porno star name. The dude's name is another girl, last name, Kate. I want that Victoria Cake, but she real Amazon body, but she told that nigga to suck his own thing, and he sucked his own thing, and then put it up in him.
Wow.
And I remember LL Cool J said, I'm so bad I can suck my own. Who had that rap? I'm so bad I can suck my own
dick. TMC.
I remember. But this man did it on a porn I watched. I said, God damn. She said, because she was gagging on it. And then I know it's Halloween, so I'm taking a little bit out there. I'm taking it out there.
Pass out the candy. Pass out the candy.
Now, she said, now suck your own thing. And then he went there with Bob in his head. I'm telling him, he got into his own self. She said, now put it in me. I said, God damn. I said, buddy. 2023, they took that. It ain't like it used to be. These poor things, they used to be no more. I see that now. Now y'all tell me about this basketball player. Talking about him and puffing them running the train. Man,
nah.
You can't beat your meat no more. It's
going
to be 2 days to beat your own meat.
Now, that's going to be the outcome. I don't know if we're going to I don't even know why they're playing on jacking off like that. You know what I'm saying? They kicked out, you know. Pee Wee Herman got caught in Sarasota, Florida in the movie at the adult film movie theater jacking off.
He passed. He died this year. Peace be on everybody we talked about.
Yeah, peace be on. But to think about the ridicule that he went through with that, you know.
They say they'll make you go blind, and now they saying it's good for your prostate. At least once a month, release yourself, or once a week is good for your prostate. You'll less have prostate and stress if you do that.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm either going to lose my sight real soon or prostate free, one or two.
But that's man and woman. Not just man, but women too. It's release stress, especially for men, it's good for their prostate. That's where it's going to die. This man done said he done get it with puffing. The Lord didn't want me to hear this. The Lord didn't want me to know nothing about it until tonight I go on the radio on Halloween night. Halloween night, y'all. God damn. It should get spooky.
You like to get all the candy away. But Halloween just ain't safe no more like you fun like you used to be. You can't trust these people now.
That's what I'm saying. You
I remember
this.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll leave.
But what happened?
Huh?
Is that what you finna say? I was listening. My earpiece dropped out.
Oh, I'm here. What else can I say?
Everybody still online, truly? Mr. Everwell?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah?
Y'all just blew my mind. I didn't mean to take y'all that far. Lord, forgive me. Did go out there bad on national. National satellite.
Right on.
With Virgo on them. We're Virgo on.
He said you went Virgo on him.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Virgo freaking people.
Virgo. That's something else.
Masters of love. Love God. The pouring the water. We make the water pour.
So the White House was a Virgo?
No, I'm talking about me.
Well,
like he might be, though. But I hope he on the wrong side of the road, though. He on that side. I'm on this side.
Yeah.
He got plenty of money. He's still on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, no. He look like a Sagittarius. That's what he look like.
Yeah.
Okay,
is that just shit?
Well, like I say, she from Louisiana. They know them cards, Debbie. You need to hold up what you say. Disagree with her. That scary picture you put on there was pretty though.
That's that
Virgo. What's the name of that man thing you had on there?
What man?
That mask you put on for Halloween, the thing on your paint on your story.
Oh no, that was a filter.
Yeah, I thought that was the real mask.
No, that's not the real mask. I didn't take a picture with the real mask.
Hey, that was real creative, boy. It looked good. You had it going on. That was, I'm in there spiritual realm, but that was really good.
I was learning how to slide it, like doing my animation, not animation, but doing my slides and stuff. You know how they having them commercials with the JCPenney and stuff, how they had their stuff up there and they slide across the thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get ready to do my merch and have it popping in and out. So I just was trying to test how to do it.
What they call a transition.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm praying. I'm saying, I salute you, man. I appreciate it. I mean, look here. That's what we were doing, that appreciation Tuesday, people, the truth. We were getting everybody true pills. Now I got to give you truly a Monroe.
Okay.
They got y'all Lufkin, Texas Rap City. They got Zone 24 TV Returns, Episode 3, brand new 2021. Some guy named Bert Scruggs posted it just now, 23 hours ago.
That's good. That's a bad time there, fuck. That's what I told shout out to Skywalker, Cam Skywalker. I told man, take a minute, man, because Zone 24 was still doing video, show shit. When a lot of video shows have fell out, now they coming back. And I flew out in because it's all in circulation. We
right
still
on.
Going to the top, all the way up. Hey, like Lady B at 103.5 say, And I'm taking y'all with me when we go to the top. So, hey.
He got three pages.
It's going to go down.
He got three pages, Mr. Edwards, that you talking about. He got that closed circuit, too. Closed circuit network.
So I don't know. I just seen it just popped up on my page when I went to Facebook. It popped up. It says Zone 24 TV returns, and then I looked up and it had a cam tagged in it.
Yeah, man. The video is going down. I'm just doing the live stream, keeping it going, keeping the brand going. And I appreciate y'all for supporting me and everybody listening, going to the Facebook and the Instagram, following me. Continue to do so. I'm going to keep it going. And I appreciate y'all, man. Just, y'all know how much, man. Shoot. And y'all, I mean, the work y'all doing, like Cam said, I need to get paid. I need to check, boy. I see you, cuz we trying to get to the check. But, nigga, we've been doing this shit since 92. We done won some, we done lost some.
10 minutes ago.
I'm talking about check. I'm talking about check.
Yep.
But what you probably checking out that video I sent you.
Ma'am.
You probably checking out that video I sent you.
You sent me a video?
Yeah, on your phone.
Okay, I'm checking out. My phone is always on, but I got it on this deal because I get so many notifications and it bing, 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 and it goes so, it rips. So I had to piece out I can sort out my mail. You know, I'll get to it. Believe that tonight, I'll look at it.
What do you want me to send to your Facebook?
Oh, I can see it on my phone. As long as you send it to me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right on. Well, y'all know it's the first of the month coming up.
Yes, yes.
November. What's the plan for this month? What we gonna do? What we gonna do? I'm just out of line. Try to see if I can get some new rules on this though. Yeah.
Don't touch the text and hit on.
Did any of y'all hear from Scratch today?
I talked to him earlier. Yeah, we're at home getting his anniversary on right now.
Oh, he made it back to the stand?
Yeah.
Back by now.
Yeah, they back now. After they lied to me. You coming through that meeting?
I knew he was going to go off. I tried to stop him, y'all. Here, Dane, you come through that meeting.
Dane, holler at nigga, man. They right there.
That's what I'm saying. You got to come by me to get the status D.
He came through Monroe. But I was out of commission last night.
Let it be known, baby. I like that easy.
Right on.
I like that easy, baby. Let it be known. Let it be known now.
What?
Yeah.
He done passed us up, Scratch
Play,
yeah, man. Kill online.
Yeah,
yeah.
Special pass everybody up.
What the fuck y'all say? What y'all say now? What's up? I mean, it ain't like some red clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all at the Solid Arabian Club with a DJ Khaled and shit.
Yeah.
Where you at, Ms. Tamara?
I'm right here.
Yeah, Ms. Edwell put him on.
There you go.
Yeah, they put him on. Ms. Edwell put him on.
Y'all was DJ Jones and who else ever know? You ever Rick Ross? Y'all down there balling. Y'all just balling.
Yep. We got to get down there, slipping slide.
Yeah, like good video.
Oh, you surprised.
This is shit that I don't fuck with.
I don't even bitch out of my feet.
Yeah,
tornadoes
in Florida.
Yeah, you going back to this shit.
You get more tornadoes in Louisiana than you do in Florida. We get hurricanes.
Yeah.
They tell you can plan for a hurricane. You can't plan for no tornado.
Nope.
But okay, you can go. Oh, man.
Yeah.
With radio, we in the building, y'all. Truly on here. We ain't truly on here. How the football game go, Julie?
They won Friday. He played some.
So he's getting better from his injury?
Yeah, this is the first time to play. So, yeah, he's getting better.
Okay.
Amen.
So how far do you think y'all going this year? Y'all going to the state finals?
Oh, yeah, we're going to win the whole thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I know y'all going to win that. You through cooking.
Huh?
I know y'all gonna win that. You two cooking. Over there eating up some steak and everything. Steak and potatoes tonight on a Tuesday at the end of the month. Gotta be a baller.
What you doing?
You know. Ah. Who the fuck is she hollering at now?
Y'all seen Mr. Edwards and 86 and scratch on that picture?
I saw it.
We had to pull up on him. I told him we were going to pull up on him. Yeah, you get down close by us, we pulling up.
That was the next time they come back, huh?
Huh?
That was their second time back?
Yeah.
That's good, man. I'm glad he got down there, man. I'm glad he got tour, man. The legend went on tour, got to see it. He still see everybody. We all good. I'm really glad that he got out to tour. Especially these days and time, man.
There's so much that's going on.
Yeah, that's a high, that's blessed, man. Praise the Most High for getting the superintendent out for a vacation and doing his work.
Especially with that time change in one day. I know he's tired.
Yeah, the time change. See, that's what we don't like, man. We go and it's 3-hour drive down there, but it switches time, so... We get down there, it's a whole nother time, so it's really like when the time switch is like 4 hours, you know, based on the time switch. And then when you go back the other way, you lose an hour.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they enjoyed that homecoming, especially FAMU. FAMU, they do the donkey, man. They got everybody come from Atlanta and all over Florida over there, and they had car shows and all the concerts. Like, if he would have told me ahead of time, see, they had, what's the Offset? The Offset was with the concert with my boy DJ Dimp, the number one DJ. He used to be a DJ with Ghost Town DJs. He was throwing a party with Offset, and Scratch them didn't call me in time to tell me what they had going on so I could line it up with DJ Dimp. I knew TJ's DJ was in Atlanta for a radio station award, and then he left when I called him. When we was on the show, he left and went to Las Vegas that same day, because if not, I would have hooked Scratch them up, and they could have went with him on the VIP list and stuff like that. But yeah, he just didn't tell me. He told me the day they got there, what you call it. Like, we're in Tallahassee. I'm like, well, we'll be there tomorrow because I got dialysis that day. But they would have told me plenty of time. Like, we're going to be there this day because they kept changing their schedule up.
So well, that's so what's up, man. What's looking like from here on out of anywhere and everywhere? How the times looking? Any new top name in the underground tour? What's going on with the next?
Well, everything is in an uproar right now because the fact of the matter that what I was talking with somebody the other day, all these artists, they started making their prices so high for a concert that people was like, well, we ain't paying $200 to go for a nosebleed seat ticket to see so-and-so. We'll just watch them on social media. So now all the artists going to have to come back down to that $40,000 and $50,000. They're going to have to come off of that $200,000 of show stuff. And then they really sad because they ain't making no money off of streaming. So it's a double-edged sword for them.
Yeah. That's why they tell you, stick to what works.
Mm-hmm.
You know what works for you, keep doing what you do. Because they don't, I mean, you know, for me, I will say that, okay, if I'm used to getting this price, it's no need of me going up if I'm satisfied with this price to get me started. You know, yeah, you go up a little bit, but you don't get outrageous with it. Don't go from 5K, and 2 weeks later you at 25K. You know what I'm saying? Jumping the gun like that, man. You're going to burn yourself every time, and then you're going to be looking crazy because now you're going to feel back wanting your views to pick back up because people are going to stop finding you because you're so high.
Well, they can't get no
nobody
club. You got to do arenas. You know, you can't nobody pay nobody no $200,000 to come to no club unless they're going to charge $200 per person and have 5,000 people come in. Then they'd have made $1 million. But that's the whole case in point. But if you sit up there and got a club that only holds 600 people, who can you bring but Paul Wall?
Let me ask you this. How do artists get paid right now in the business? Right now, how they getting paid?
You're going to get paid off shows and endorsements. If you sign a major deal, see, the record company getting 25% of your show money. If you sign to Atlantic Records, Def Jam, Universal, Epic Records, whoever, they getting 25% of your show money on the paperwork. Uncle Sam getting 25% on taxes. They get 25%. Your manager going to get 20%. So that's 25, 25, and 20. That's 70% gone already. So he leaves you 30%. So by the time you pay your DJ, if you got a road manager, and the road manager get 5%, that leaves you 25%. Then you pay your DJ, and then it leaving you about 20%. So off a $10,000 show, you're getting $2,000 off a $10,000 show. So you're going to get yours off endorsements, shoe commercial. But when you sign an exclusive contract with a major label, they get your endorsement money. So they going to get your shoelace money, poster money, T-shirt money. They get a percentage of that. If you do a feature with a Hell of Love, go do a feature with Future or Drake, they going to get 30% of that. record label's going on an exclusive contract. They're going to get money, going to touch on all corners. Anything you do with any other label, any other artist feature, they got to get paid before you do. Now, if you got non-exclusive, that means you can record with whoever you want, but the record label got their clear. You say, I got a song with Drake, and the record company says, no, then you can't do the song with Drake.
I ran into that as well this year because I was going to do a mixtape, and a lot of the top labels didn't want to release their artists for a mixtape project. And then the independent artists that I had, some of their clauses didn't meet the match, so I just said, no, the mixtape thing ain't for me. I should have done it when everybody was just doing it and got away with it. But man, so much red tape you got to go through just to get an artist to, you know what I'm saying, to give you the okay to use their song. And a lot of them will give you the okay and don't even know their clauses or what they in before they give it to you. Then once you do the mix, you find out that their song can't be used unless you get an X amount of dollars. So I just delete the mixes. You know.
Let me ask you this. Y'all answered that real good. That's good information. So I was trying to figure out on that situation about them shows, because I know when I was just on tour with Flip and me, Billy Cook, all those, shit take like $250 to fill up that tour bus every fucking time.
Yep.
It was 150. So I know it's probably about $275, maybe $300 to fill that mother up. And then you get in all them cities. So that's already three stacks on gas.
Yep.
See, if they put you on a promo, if the record company put you on a promo tour, you don't even get paid. On the promo tour, yeah, all they do is buy you food and give you a hotel room. They say we're doing a 10-city promo tour. You don't get paid. That's part of your recording contract. It says we must promote you as an artist. So when they do that, they give you a 10-city promo tour, and all they do is feed you and get you a hotel room. So when you go to Detroit and D.C. and Miami and Jackson, Mississippi and Houston, Texas and Oklahoma City, you're going to all them cities on your promo run. You don't make a dime. You don't even ask the record company for a dime. They say, we got to use your name and likeness to promote you. And it's a promo tour. And here's how the record company plays you, because they get paid off your promo tour.
Right.
See, they call the promoter up, hey, look, man, we got this artist. Give me 10 bands and we'll get them in your city. Or give me $4,500. We'll get it in your city. So the promoter pays the $4,500. Well, the label getting the $4,500, not the artist. The artist is going around as a freebie. That first go-round is a freebie. After you do them 10 cities on your promo run, then you start getting the book show. But on that promo run, you don't get a dime. Mm-mm. You better not ask them for a dime. They're going to say, shoot.
So,
get out this book.
So let me ask you this. Now, with that being said, so when you get the... some of them art labels give you bonus money. So you survive off your bonus money while you're on tour.
You're going to survive off your advance money. You're going to survive off. They give you $50,000 advance. Then that's what you got to live off of. You got to make a decision to either buy food or go buy a Hellcat charger.
And that's what most of them do.
Then you're going to turn around, and that $50,000, you got to pay back $150,000. You got to pay back three times the amount that they give you. They give you $200,000, you got to pay back six. Well, look at the Bun B deal. He said, we owe Sony Records, UGK, $2 million. He said, we got a $500,000 advance, right? And we had a $500,000 recording budget. That's only $1 million, right? That's $1 million, right? $500,000
and $500,000,
right?
Right.
But since you got to pay that $500 back three times as much, $1.5 million, plus that $500 recording budget, that's the $2 million that he owes Sony. And he'll never be able to pay it back because Pimp C dead. So in order to pay them back, they just got to let Sony keep their catalog. So they catalog, Sony can sit up there and sell their catalog and do UGK greatest hits, and Bun B won't even get paid off of it. Sony will.
Right.
They own their publishing. So you can't put it out. If you don't own your publishing and your masters, you can't do a greatest hits. That's why they make you buy your masters back. And they say, okay, give us $700,000 for your masters. And you're like, damn, I got to buy my own music back? I recorded it. Yeah, you got to buy it back.
Yeah.
So that's why they were killing Michael Jackson and Prince, because they own their masters. And Michael Jackson owned the Beatles masters and everybody else. He owned Eminem's masters and everybody else's.
No, it was on my house, man.
Hey, that's
powerful. Yeah, so if you don't know your paperwork, you'll get tied into a contract. MC Light just got her name back 30 years later. She couldn't use MC Light nowhere for 30 years.
I remember, I heard that. So this
they owned her name for 30 years. That's like Julia Monroe go sign a deal, and Julia Monroe can get mad at the record company, and then she can't use her name until she finished the two albums that she owed them, like Zero. It had to change the Mo City Nine. So, and if you get back,
well, where do we go now? Where do we go now?
You go on
a marketing and distribution deal.
If you recording all your stuff, you go on a marketing and distribution deal and secure a marketing and distribution deal, and you keep 80% in your masters and at least 75% of your publishing, and they just market and distribute your stuff. Get your magazine articles and billboards in different cities by the interstate. That way you obtain 80% ownership, just like Master P did. If not, you're going to retain 15% ownership, or the
regular ones retain
85%.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Worker. You give a lot of good expert knowledge. Let me ask you this. So what I'm asking, so it's best to do independent everything, distribution, publishing, manufacturing, best to do everything all the way through the door in order to win, right about now.
If you got the money to do it, but if you ain't got the money to get to Seattle and Oklahoma City and Chicago and Detroit and New York and D.C. and Miami and North Carolina and California and Arizona, then how is you going to get it out there? Why you think they run the empire? All these rappers run the empire to get them a distribution deal. They go get them a marketing distribution deal so they can get it all over these different stores and different places. Billboards in Seattle, billboards in Chicago. You see what I'm saying? So when they say independent, they're not really independent. They're just saying they have total control over their projects they put out. When you sign to a label, the label tells you who you can record with, what to put out, what not. When
I'm
you're independent
about,
with it.
That's understandable. What I'm asking, you making a lot. I know I don't take too much air about the shine. I can bring a topic in because I'm just saying this. If you got everything you own and buying your own, you're getting your own radio, you're doing your own marketing and distribution. If you're doing your own thing, the best way out, is there any way to just do everything your own, or you going to have to go to
the best way, you got to figure out how to have $200,000 in your pocket to work your record nationwide is $50,000 per section of the country. South is going to be $50,000 to work it terrestrial radio. East Coast is going to be another $50,000. Midwest, another $50,000. And West Coast, another $50,000. So if you got $200,000 cash money, you can work your record to terrestrial radio to iHeartMedia nationwide. If you got $50,000, you just work it in the South from Texas, like you say, the Mason-Dixon line. So it depends on how much money you got. If you a starving artist and ain't got but $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 to your name, shit, you're gonna go to the car wash and back. That's
okay.
It on your promotion. I mean, you can promote it on your page, but... I mean, that's just a small fish in the pond as far as getting into terrestrial radio.
Okay, now, right now, and what I'm saying is everybody right now in the music business has to go see the Wizard of Oz. No way around getting it.
Unless you got a big homie that's a big D-boy. If you got a homie that's a D-boy, they're going to drop 50 bags on you. He can work your whole album in the South and hope it goes from the South to up north or out west. So if you got a homie that's got $50,000 cash, he can put it on every radio station, North, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana. But it's going to be $50,000 for one region. And you'll be on every terrestrial radio, all the Houston top radio stations, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Memphis, Tennessee, Jackson, Mississippi, Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile, Jacksonville, Florida, Miami, Orlando, Charlotte, North Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, all them stations you'll be playing on.
Hey,
all
let me say this. That's big facts. So, I mean, what I'm saying is because you actually got everybody you work with right now, even in the gospel, shouts out to Hype and Gospel Records, even in the gospel, you actually got people on this program that you're talking now. So this is
yeah, I've been working the hard way. I built relationships with a lot of the program directors and DJs at some of these radio stations.
Well, I know. I ain't talking about that because I'm just talking about in general. That's the pattern to run right now in the music industry.
Yeah.
To go 100% if you can, everything, publishing, distribution, promotion, marketing, air travel.
Right. You
got to
remember, Triple Six, they went to Selecto Hits and got money from Selecto Hits to sit up there, and they made, $4 million off of that $4,500 investment, and then Selecto Hit distributed
right.
them and pressed it up. So they did a pressing and distribution deal with Selecto Hits and split the money. So you got to look at it. They had to start from somewhere, but see, Selecto Hit was the money behind the Triple Six to press the CDs up.
Yeah,
so if you ain't got the money
people.
Behind you, you got to get the money from somebody. You got to go to a distributor or you got to go to the big OG homie on the block and say, hey, man, you got $50,000 you can put behind us and we'll do a dope split. You see, the big homie sitting on that money like that.
So what now?
Now, go ahead.
No, I thought what I was saying, I thought Truly was saying something. No, but this is what I was saying. So we got 3 minutes. I'm going to get out of the way. But all I was saying is, so is to do it 100%, that's the best way to do it. And, ma'am?
I thought what you were talking about.
Yeah, I thought you were answering the question, but I was asking, I'm just saying, so 100%, any artist listening, try to go 100% with everything you do or to really make some money. But if you, like you say, you're ready to go to the university, then you sign the dotted line and figure it out and get your degree. It takes a few years, but you'll get there. That's where we started off. You got to have the faith. Even Steve Harvey said that this morning. Got to have faith. He's been doing longer than we have. And the radio, the music, and everything. We just ain't got no jewelry store. Yeah, he got jewelry stores and stuff. Anyway,
take us out
that's
here.
That's good information, Mr. Elwell.
All righty. One thing I will take part in the show tonight. As you say, it's true, you know, little boo Ali and Mr. Everywhere. We'll be back in the house tomorrow night, so make sure y'all check out the show. You never know what we're going to be talking about, what's going to be going on. Just be enlightening that we're going to have some good music for you and a very good conversation. If you'd like to take part in the show, hit us up 323-642-1597. If you're tuning in online, baby. The show airs every night, 8 p.m., so don't miss it. Because you never know. If you missed it, you missed it. That's the way it goes down. Tomorrow, T-Scratch, JoJo, will be in the house telling us more about the tour.